Today on A Moment of Science, we're pleased to have with us that well-known evolutionary psychic, Madame Celeste. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So, Madame Celeste, when you look into your crystal ball, what do you see in our evolutionary future?
In the future, all humans will have 6 fingers.
6 fingers? Are you sure?
Yes. I see a man with a big mustache and 6 fingers on each hand.
But that isn't enough, Madame Celeste. For the basic body plan to change, not only do you need a random genetic mutation that results in a 6th finger, but that mutation must also provide an evolutionary advantage when it comes to reproduction. I just don't see what you can do with 6 fingers that you can't do with 5.
Well, the 6th finger will be considered incredibly attractive, to the point that the rest of us will only want to mate with 6-fingered people.
Oh well, in that case, having 6 fingers would definitely give you a reproductive advantage, and that would definitely guarantee that the gene for 6 fingers will pass to future generations.
Yes, you heard it here first.
I don't know, Madame Celeste, what about the fact that organisms don't tend to have extra body parts? After all, generating and maintaining extra organs and tissues uses up a lot of energy that could be better spent on reproduction.
You dare doubt my crystal ball?
I'm just being a good scientist.
Wait, I'm having another vision of the future.
You are? What do you see now?
No more appearances on science shows.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Rudolph Raff in biology. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Madame Celeste.